If I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I would tear this old building down.
From PRI, Public Radio International, this is Heavenly Sight. I'm Dave Marish. A few minutes ago, we heard of the dangers faced by black, blind street performers, even those who sang God's music. The Reverend Gary Davis, a younger disciple of Blind Willie Johnson's music, packed protection of his own, according to his one-time student and lead boy, David Bromberg.
He would get around Harlem when he was singing in Harlem on his own, when he was doing the street singing. However, his guitars were constantly being stolen from him. So one aspect of his taking care of himself was he always had a pistol. And if you walked into the house and he was asleep in the chair, he'd pull it on you. You know, as soon as he woke up, the first thing he did was draw a pistol.
I'm gonna run to the streets of the city where my Lord is gone on before. I'm gonna sit down on the banks of the river. I won't be back no more.
I was privileged to, at times, lead him in return for lessons. Instead of paying, he would ask me, can you lead me around? And so I took him to churches, different churches. And the preaching itself had a huge influence on my playing. You listen to the phrasing and the tone. The phrasing is preaching. And that's the huge difference between black blues guitar players and white blues guitar players. White blues guitar players don't take a breath. And preachers make their notes more important by rests. Playing rests.
If you want a good pastor, you can make him good by the way you handle him.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? Then when he walk off and leave you, he wasn't no good, no how. I ain't gonna say you told a lie. You know what you're talking about. Reading your notes so well, you didn't put nothing in the way for him to be no good.
The Reverend Gary Davis was a great guitarist and a dramatic and powerful singer, but his music was always just support for his evangelical mission.
Oh, what a beautiful city.
It's interesting that at his funeral, no one even mentioned that he played guitar. They spoke about what a great preacher he was, and that was what was important to the congregation, which gave him his last rites.
Most of the blind black musicians singing on the streets, people like Blind Lemon Jefferson, Willie McTell, or Blind Willie Johnson, were men. But there were also women working this difficult, dangerous tradition. They rarely worked alone. Blind Mamie Forehand worked with her preacher husband, A.C.
After death, we're gonna have to stand a test. After death, we're gonna have to stand a test. After death, we're gonna have to stand a test.
Evangelists are not as individuals going to street corners and evangelizing. They're doing it in groups.
University of North Carolina cultural historian Jerma Jackson.
I mean, there are two or three traveling together. Travel itself for a woman is not always the safest undertaking.
Which makes Flora Moulton all the more remarkable.
The thing about Flora Moulton, if you play her music even now, you should turn it up loud because you walked into her sound. But a block and a half to two blocks away, as you move toward it, you were walking inside of Flora Moulton's sound, and you were breathing her air. The breath that came into you was charged by her sound.
Don't ever drive a stranger from your door.
Scholar and performer Bernice Johnson Reagan.
Now, she told me that she actually took training at the Washington School for the Blind. And they train you to run these stands where you could sell things. But during her day, they never gave those jobs to blacks. So she took the corner for her job. And in the beginning, she said the police would run her off. And most of the police were white. And she said they would run her off and she would go back. Flora Moulton was a rough sister.
Flora Moulton made few records and reached a limited audience, especially compared to Blind Willie Johnson, to whom recordings meant a little bit of income and a lot of renown.
Well, you're gonna need somebody on your farm. You're gonna need somebody on your farm. Thought it's a way, turn to midnight, when death comes slipping in your room.
Financially, the recordings would have meant very little because he would have been paid something like $50 a side, not gotten any royalties.
Folklorist Kip Lornell.
But the fact that he was a recording artist itself, man, that was a big deal back in the late 1920s. If you were black and you'd made records for a major record company.
Turn to midnight when death comes slipping in your room.
I had always thought that Bessie Smith was the biggest star of her day. She had her own railroad car. She made a lot of money.
Guitarist David Bromberg.
When they pressed Bessie Smith's albums, 78s, and Blind Willie's at the same time, they would always press twice as many Blind Willie's as they would Bessie Smith. He sold many times more records than she did.
Let your light from the light out shine on me. Shine on, oh, let it shine on. Let your light from the light out shine on.
Before there was Blind Willie Johnson, another sightless African-American gospel musician had already hit it big on radio and records. Her name was Arizona Drains. Jerma Jackson.
She was born in Dallas, Texas, somewhere between 1904 and 1906. She was blind from birth, and she recorded for OK Records between 1926 and 1929. Her piano style was very, very distinctive. In fact, that was her signature sound.
I have heard bits and pieces of a lot of people playing like that, especially in what we used to call sanctified churches. On the verse, when she was doing this, I was reminded of what tuba players might play if they were marching in a parade in New Orleans or something like that.
Pianist Henry Butler.
And the thing is, you don't always know what's coming next, and I dare say that she didn't probably always know what was going to happen next, but it always worked.
Some elderly women from Chicago who vividly recalled hearing Arizona Drains play in the 1920s.
Jerma Jackson.
And they didn't just remember that she played. They remembered how she played. She would sit in her seat, stand up, turn around, sit back down, and continue to play as though nothing had ever intervened. And for a blind singer, that's a gift. They remembered that in 1993. And for a religious audience, they were seeing God at work because she was demonstrating God's work right before their eyes.
As early as the 1920s, recordings and radio stations had harnessed the power of this music. Youngsters like Jimmy Carter and his fellow students at the Alabama Institute could learn from the latest gospel recordings of groups like the Soul Stirrers.
Oh, well, it's by and by when the morning comes.
Hallelujah.
And the Fairfield Four. And the most popular of all, the Golden Gate Singers.
Cause done and got tired of your wicked ways. Of the angels in the heaven done numbered your days. Of your evil deeds, God's done got tired. You got to go to judgment to stand the trial.
They had a program every afternoon at 4 o'clock. call Echoes of the South.
Jersey Bell, my God's talking. He said he's tired of the evil ways. Well, stop, great God, stop still and listen. Listen to the story about Jezebel. Her sins were so wicked, Jehovah got angry. Her soul went leaping and jumping into hell. Way back yonder in the olden days, John told Jezebel about her ways. Said her evil deeds had ruined the land. Repent, for the kingdom of God was at hand. She got mad at John because they told about the gospel. Told the servants to boil him in oil. But they tell me God looked from the windows of a heaven. Spoke one word and the oil wouldn't boil. He raised his hands, creation trembled. Stamped his feet and time stood still. Raised his voice, looked down and thundered. John, go do my will.
Jezebel, 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 oh Jezebel. God's done, they got tired.
Radio and records not only brought black music to black audiences, they brought black music to white ears across America as well. But the biggest white audiences were for secular music, so gospel singers were urged to cross over. Even the Golden Gates did so, although usually with songs that at least had a patriotic mission.
Well, now Stalin wasn't stalling when he told the Beast of Berlin that he'd never rest contented till they had driven him from the land. So we called the Yanks and English and proceeded to extinguish the Fuhrer and his vermin. This is how it all began. Now the devil...
Well, there was a woman in the Bible days. She had been sick, sick so very long. But she heard my Jesus was passing by, so she joined the gathering throng. And while she was
in the mid-1950s, Sam Cooke of the Soul Stirrers became first the biggest star in gospel and then shocked his church audiences by setting the stage for a new pop music called soul.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too...
Cook's secular smash hits like You Send Me, Summertime, and Chain Gang would open the door for Bobby Womack, Little Stevie Wonder, Aretha Franklin, and a host of other gospel singers turned pop stars.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Well, you know, the Blind Boys, all of us were brought up in a Christian environment.
Jimmy Carter.
And we were determined that we would never deviate from our gospel roots. Now, when Sam Cooke, when he decided to change and go over to R&B, we were in the studio at the same time. We were offered the same deal that he was offered. But he accepted it. We turned it down. We told the guys that, you know, we were gospel singers, and we were going to stay that way.
One of my great influences was the church. So naturally, when I started to sing in my own way, in my style, naturally that influence came out. Just like the blues in me came out. And so when I sang, some people felt that, oh, he's bastardizing religion and all. But you know, after a while, though, next thing I know, everybody was doing it.
See the girl with the red dress on, she can burn Atlanta all night long.
And they start calling it soul music. I say, uh-huh.
Oh, it's all right. Hey, 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 yeah. I'm gonna tell your mama, tell your pa, gonna say you might not have this soul, nah, nah, nah. Mama, she don't do right. Yeah, don't do right.
Perhaps the greatest of the gospel-styled soul singers, Ray Charles. Our story of sight that is lost and vision that is found continues in a moment with Larsine Turk, Valerie Capers, and more from the Blind Boys of Alabama. From Murray Street Productions and Artemis Media, this is Heavenly Sight. You'll find video performances and interviews and a list of all the music in our program at heavenlysight.org. I'm Dave Marish. This is PRI, Public Radio International.